Amen. When I turned in the scripture reading to the Soundbridge tonight, they were a little bit shocked. And I think Brother Cook that asked me. He said, "You do know tonight's Bible study, right? Or you know you're teaching tonight." Amen. I gave him this one bit of scripture I'm going to read, and that basically is about it. But for the most part, I just want to talk to you tonight about some things. And for the most part, it's mostly just us. And that's good, too. If there are any guests and visitors here tonight, we're so thankful you're here, and we're glad that you're a part. Amen. Praise God. I want to talk to the church tonight in Bible study. And I want the Lord to stir up the gift of God within us. Amen. How many of you have ever experienced, if you've had little kids, you have experienced this, like perhaps a birthday or Christmas time, how that you spend this good money because on this great gift because you know your child is just going to so enjoy it. And they go at it and they rip the box open and pull the gift out and immediately begin playing with the box. Because sometimes we, even as adults, we don't realize what a price there was that was paid for the gift itself. And so we take it a little lightly. I am not going to speak tonight because I feel someone is taking the gift of the Holy Ghost or God's talents. Everybody shout talent. God's talents that He's given you. I look up here and two kinds of people make me want to sing. Number one, it's people that can't. Number two, it's people that can. And these folks up here can sing. God's given them such a talent. And we have musicians, and God has given them such a talent. Amen. But I'm not here tonight to say you're squandering, you're throwing it away, I just want to put a charge out tonight that if you're a worshiper, give it all you got. If you're one that praises God, give it all you've got. And if you're not, you should be a worshiper and a praiser. Prayer warriors, pray and give it all you got. I love how our prayer rooms are igniting. Have you felt that? They're igniting. Amen. The fire's falling on our prayer meetings, and it's getting greater. Voices are being heard. Spirit of God is swirling and moving. Amen. Because we're stepping up. We're acknowledging the gift and not just the box, not just the surroundings, but the gift itself. Amen. And so let's go into it. 2 Timothy chapter number 4. Verses 5 through 8, we're gonna read, "But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist," telling all of us to do that, our community, our jobs, everywhere, "make full proof of your ministry." Everyone has the ministry of a soul winner. "For I'm now ready," Paul said, I'm ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. Amen. Here's the thing about our departure. And incidentally, I'm not planning on checking out anytime soon. But Paul said, my departure's at hand. As soon as we're gone, God knows how to fill an area. No one can take your place. Amen. But there's enough people in this county to fill this building 10 times. Do you understand what I'm saying? And so when I'm gone, someone sufficient will rise up. When you're gone, someone sufficient will rise up. But here's what we got to ask ourselves, ladies and gentlemen. when we're gone, what did we leave for somebody to fill? What did we leave for someone to take up and carry on? Amen. And can we say we did our best? Praise God. Here's what the man of God said. He said, I fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Now, henceforth, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them that also that love his appearing. That means we're waiting for it. We're looking forward to it. It's on our minds. It's in our hearts. Praise God. Amen. And so let me talk to you about this subject a little while. Take your chance to make your stance. It's time. It is high time for us to take the chance on making our stance. Amen. Let's do something. And if we know what we do, only God can tell if we're trying to do it well. Praise God. Amen. Let's look to the Lord in prayer and ask God to help us tonight. Jesus, we do want to thank you. We do want to praise you. We do want to honor you, and we do want to exalt you. We do want to call on the name of the Lord tonight for your will to be done. Call on the name of the Lord tonight for your spirit to move greatly, powerfully, and mightily in Jesus' wonderful name. Somebody say amen. God bless you. You're seated just now. Praise God. Amen. I don't listen to music. I just don't listen to a lot of music. I don't have anything against music. I love good music. And nobody out there in radio land or anywhere else in the tech world does it as good as our people do it. And so I'd rather hear it right here. But I do listen to preaching. And I like to hear great men of God preach. I like to hear people speak. I like to hear teachings on pertinent subjects like home Bible study and soul winning and things of like. I like to keep that coming through, coming in, and flowing through. Amen. I think, and I'm not calling anybody a fool. I wouldn't do that. I've got Bible against that. But it's foolish for anyone to even begin to think that you're good enough in your own ability to sustain yourself. Amen. I do know the Bible tells us that we at least need the fivefold ministry. Amen. Making up the whole hand of God upon our lives. Amen. Everyone representing a finger. And so we do need the fivefold ministry. But there's so many other ministries that we can glean from and that we can reap from. We'll have them come through and all they'll do that service is sing. We'll have them come through and all they'll do is preach. We'll have them come through and all they'll do is teach. And regardless of what it is, I want it flowing in so it can flow out. You see what I'm saying? And so I love to listen to things like that. Amen. And today I had the opportunity for a few short minutes to listen to Brother Paul Mooney, and he shared the story about NASCAR. And they are a NASCAR area, much like we are. They've got the Indianapolis 500 there. Apparently, it was that day, when he was speaking, it was that day. And Brother Mooney is kind of a guy that kind of stays with the theme. And so, you know, if it's NASCAR Day, then he's going to bring up NASCAR and talk about NASCAR Day a little bit or whatever. And so he came up with the fact that the record speed of a NASCAR driver and his car was made in 1996, and it was 236 miles per hour. Amen. 236 miles per hour. Have any of you noticed, or is it just me, that all the dead animals in the road lately? What is going on? I mean, there's skunks, there's squirrels, there's possums, there's everything. Amen. I witnessed yesterday, I was driving down the road and crossing over old 109, and I looked down and I saw a raccoon just bounce across the road, and I thought, well, I'm going to go check him out. And I turned around and drove down there, pulled off the side of the road, and was parked, and he still tried to get run over. He ran straight to my truck and went under it. I thought, okay. And so at first I thought beast feast, but I thought, no, I don't think we need to eat that. Something's wrong with him. And they're just, but 236 miles, man, we'd have enough roadkill to feed everybody at Beast Feast if we had some people driving that fast down old 64. 236 miles an hour in a car. Unbelievable. Amen. What would a collision be like? It's what you think. You know, what would a collision, and if the truth was known, probably over half those people go just to see that, hoping somebody may wreck or something like that, to see the carnage. But what would a collision be like? And then you think, you know, culture is kind of like a high-speed car going along at 236 miles per hour. And that culture of the world is coming at us at a high rate of speed. I know we spoke a little of it this weekend, but I just can't get it out of my mind how that the world is trying its best to affect the church. And how that the world and its all of its systems and all of its weaponry against the church is in a full head-on collision for the church. And I don't say that to cause fear in anybody, because fear is not faith, and faith is not fear. And so I'd rather have faith than fear, and we do have that choice. But at the same time, we can't be blind to the fact that the world is against the church. And there are cultures out there that are mind-boggling and mind-blowing. And so we're in for that collision. And culture is just like, it's just coming at us at a high rate of speed. There's attack against family culture. I would not be surprised that in the near future that I could be incarcerated for preaching against homosexuality, lesbianism, and all the other things that they're coming up with. You know, that's accepted in society now, and now they're going after marrying trees and falling in love with animals and everything else, and mystified and the wrong kind of love even for children. It's no secret. You say, my Lord, Pastor, I can't believe you had mentioned. I mentioned that because we know that. All of us know this. It's a very, very sick and perverted culture out there that is against the church. Amen. And when we speak against it, we're all haters. When they hated us first, that doesn't give us a right to hate. And we don't. There's not a person out there that we hate. But there are spirits out there that we despise and that we are against and that we don't believe in and that we don't trust and that we don't lean toward. And don't be caught labeling one worse or better than the other. Well, if I'm going to have a bad spirit, I'd rather it be a lying tongue than homosexuality. Really? Seriously? When one is just as horrific as the other, right? You may be seated. And so family is being attacked by all of this. Amen. Seems like some of those folks out there would be glad for traditional family, or they wouldn't be in the world today. Instead, they want traditional families to feed them with their children, give their children to them. Let traditional families have children and then submit their children to their spirit. I'm just going to say it while I can, preach it while I can. And then when I can't, I'm going to preach it anyhow. because it's the truth. It's the Word of God. Amen. And it doesn't matter how quiet it is out there, I will continue to preach it. I will continue to say it. I will continue to stand upon it because it's the Word of God. And the Word of God is the only backup I've got to have. Amen. Amen. I believe where the Word of God tells me that traditional family is the will of God, then that is the will of God. Our families are under attack. Mom and dad, especially dad, man up and teach your kids how to be in a relationship. Amen. Teach your little girls not to chase every pair of pants that comes along and get a name for herself. Teach your little men how to be a man and not somebody that's chasing skirts all the time, and any skirt will do. Amen. But teach him how to be a gentleman and how to teach a young treat a young lady like a lady, and like she truly is in the house of God. Amen. You don't want to look at me right now, but I'm telling you, our family structure, our family condition as One God Apostolics is under attack, and we cannot bring that spirit in this house. Hallelujah. Young ladies, amen. If you're not engaged, don't sit with them. You come in here and sit where you always sit, and you worship God. You want to talk to them? Talk to them after service. You're not their wives. You're not going to be their wives. Amen. You're not engaged. I know the dating thing has got a new definition now. Amen. But listen, you need to get in here and get God on your mind. And if they don't have God on their mind, then you leave them behind. Hello? Amen. Don't surround them and cover them and talk junk to them because you're afraid you're going to lose them. Amen. If you're that afraid you're going to lose them, get the Holy Ghost again and understand the will of God has got somebody for you, and He's got a match made in heaven. But protect the family. Mom and dad, talk to them. Share with them and help them. And let them understand and comprehend, amen, exactly what it's going to take to be a One God Apostolic young person, a One God Apostolic child, praise the Lord, and present that in the home, and present that in the family, amen, hallelujah. We've got Hollywood culture that we've got to deal with. Every year, I know the dress code changes. Every year, the way they look changes. Every year, the colors change. Amen. But they can change all they want to, and they can dye and color and cut and whack and do whatever they want to do. But we're still One God Apostolic people. We are the church. Amen. And then there's the culture of pleasure that tries to come in. Amen. And instead of completely wanting to please God, only to a certain measure, amen, it's our pleasure. It's the world's pleasure that wants to attack the church and teach you and share with you that what you want to do feels is better and is more comfortable than what God wants you to do. So whatever is comfortable to you, whatever you like, whatever you want to do, wherever you want to go, whatever you want to be, you be that, do that, go there, and take God with you if you want to. But you don't even have to do that for the day. Pick him up again tomorrow. Amen. It's a pleasure culture out there. It makes us want to go numb and dumb and sit here like zombies and not even recognize that the Holy Ghost is moving. But I want the Holy Ghost. I want the Holy Ghost. I want the Spirit of God. Because the Holy Ghost, salvation, all of that comes free. But the pleasures of the world, Hollywood, and the spirits they want to come up in this house are not free. They do not come free, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. Listen, if you'll let your finances be more than your God, one of these days the devil's going to take your finances away. Amen. But God will be right there to take you back. And you won't be any help to the church at all. But you'll be in the church. But those finances are going to have to go, because you could play now, but you're going to have to pay later. Amen. Come on now. Praise God. Make God second. Make God number three. Make God number four. And that comes with a price. Let those of you that have found that out say amen. Amen. And then there's the culture priorities. What is the deal? Some of you go and get your taxes and get all that filled out. And some of these people that are helping you with your taxes, they'll call you. It's on their head. It gets in their head so strong, they'll call you. And they'll say, what are you giving that church you go to? Why are you giving them so much money? And I can point at people tonight and give you their names that they have been called. And they've been called out. And they've been pointed out. And they've been asked those very questions. But there's another culture out there and saying, hey, how did that trick I shared with you on your taxes work? How did that work? You didn't have to pay so much because you're not showing, getting so much. And then I noticed in your offering and in your sacrifice to the church, you didn't give all that you made because you categorized it and put it in. Justified. Honorable, because the culture taught. That's what the culture teaches. But what if we just sat right down and put our eyes toward God and literally said, Lord, what do you think? How do you feel? What do you think? Instead of what my mirror is trying to tell me, instead of what the culture is trying to tell me, instead of what the world is trying to tell me, Lord, tell me what you think. And how you feel. Am I okay? Amen. The culture of the way you talk. The culture of way, your demeanor. Your spirit. Your personal persona. Your spirit. Amen. What is that projecting? What is that trajecting out? Amen. Hallelujah. And did you know some people do these things and they don't even like it? They don't even like it. But the people that they associate with are like that. And if they want to be with those people in that part of the world, then they have to be like that too when they don't even like it. I remember when I started smoking. I have quit smoking for many years. How many of you ever smoked? Wave at me. Make me feel better. Amen. I thank God for deliverance, and it has been many, 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 many moons ago. Praise the Lord that the Lord set me free. But I remember when I started smoking. I hated it. I coughed. I gagged. I couldn't understand it. I didn't know how to do it, but I worked on it until I got it. Only to God that I had the sense enough to sit down and think, why are you doing this? Because someone that is your peer is doing it. And by now they're probably long gone dead from cancer. People started something in me. It wasn't God. Amen. But the little things that people can make you start doing, and the world and its culture can make you start doing, will absolutely take the Holy Ghost to help you stop. Amen. Let me encourage somebody tonight. Amen. I said all that to say this, and I'm saying it to Landmark. God has a greater hold on me, and He's got a greater hold on you than this world has on this church. He's got a greater hold on the saints of God. He's got a greater hold on this platform. He's got a greater hold on our Sunday school teachers. He's got a greater hold on our leadership. Why don't you clap your hands to our leadership? Amen. Clap your hands to our nursery leadership, Sunday school leadership. Clap your hands to our platform leadership. Amen. Clap your hands to our men's director, our ushers director. Clap your hands to our ladies director, our youth director. Amen. Praise God. Clap your hands. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, because the world doesn't have a hold on them. Amen. We've been set free by the blood of the Lamb, and we praise God for that tonight. Amen. We will not let our house hold us harder and stronger than this house. Our jobs will never supersede His mission in my life. It will always be easier to be here than anywhere else in the world. I want you to say that till you feel it. Amen. I want it to be easier for you to be in the house of God than for you to have to make time for the house of God. Than for you to finally say, well, there's nothing else to do but go to church, so let's go to church. Amen. I know we're running late, but that's tough. We'll get there when we get there. I know we're just haphazard about it. I know if I miss, you're going to miss. I know if you're going to lay out of church, I'm going to lay out of church. And if we lay out of church, the kids will be out of church. And so we're going to get there. We're going to get there. God, you ought to be thankful that I'm even here. I had a whole lot to do. No, that ain't us. That's not Landmark. Let me tell you what Landmark is. Landmark will go straight to their boss and say, listen, I'm just going to let you know, I'm going to do everything I possibly can to make you happy, and I'm going to be one of the greatest workers you've got, but I want you to understand that I'd rather be in the house of God than here. I'd rather be worshiping God with my brothers and my sisters than be here. So every opportunity and chance I get, I'm going to be there. Hard for some folks to worship right now, but I'm going to say it anyhow, and I'm going to keep saying it because I don't need your backup. All I need is the Word of God. Amen. The Word of God is first. The kingdom of God is first. Living for God is first. And so that makes the house of God one of my first. This is my goal. This is my dream. This is my mission. I've got to be born again. Listen, you're going to get things out of here tonight you're not going to get tomorrow. You're going to get things out of here tonight you can't get off your job. You're going to get things out of here you can't get in your school. I can go on and on if you need me to, but I don't have to prove anything. If I can get you in the Holy Ghost right now, you would acknowledge what I'm trying to say is right, it's correct, and it's true. I want to thank God for a career. Amen. Hallelujah. But my voice can go tonight and be gone tomorrow, and I have no career. But I've still got my God. I've still got the church. Whoever it is can come up next and do what they're going to do, and I'll amen and hallelujah them. Praise the Lord. Even without a voice, I can do that because I can do it in my mind. I can do it in my spirit. I'm telling you, ain't nothing going to get my walk with God and my trust that I have in the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And I would to God that everyone out there would feel the very same way, because that's the spirit of Landmark. The spirit of Landmark is the Holy Ghost. The spirit of Landmark is the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. I know it's Bible study, and I knew this was going to happen because I felt the Holy Ghost when it began to fall on paper. But the anointing is here to break the yoke. I want you to come up and come out, and I want you to understand that priority is playing a major role in your ministry. It's playing a major role in your talents. It's playing a major role in your giftings. It's playing a major role in your relationship with your family. Teach your family that this is utmost important. Amen. That we have to have this. Hallelujah. This, we're not playing games with this. This is not something that we devise a means by which we can justify the fact that we don't have to be there all the time. Stop that junk and get it in your guts. Get it in your heart that I've got to be in the presence of the Lord. I've done it so I can challenge you to do it. Put things on hold. Put things on limitations. Put things on a longer goal. Amen. Whatever you've got to do, praise the Lord. Amen. Listen, we've got to be a part of this. This is us. This is us. This is who we are. And if God didn't want this to be a part of you, you wouldn't be a part of this. Amen. Amen. We're Christian. Hallelujah. We're Christian. We will live. We will thrive and survive where Jesus is. Is He here? Amen. We're not finished until God is through with us. So halfway through something is not a good time to act like it's done. Just because the need isn't intense doesn't mean God doesn't still need you just as intensely. Amen. Come on, let your bosses and bankers know. Tell them you will never have anybody work for you harder than I'm going to work for you, but this job and my finances will never be my God. Amen. Another hour for another $100 is not worth sacrificing my purpose, my giftings, my privileges, and getting to worship God. I'll go part-time for you before I go part-time for God. Okay. Amen. Thank you, songwriter. This world is not my home. I'm just passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. I hear the angels beckoning me from heaven's open door. Why? Because I cannot feel at home in this world anymore. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. This church, you and I, are in the hands of God. Is that where you want to be? That's where I want to be. We are in the hands of God. Amen. He's the keeper. He's the healer. He's the deliverer. And he is my ever-present help. And he's helping me tonight. He's helping you tonight. Prioritize. He's helping you to make that personal judgment call about the world attacking the church and its philosophies and all of its stuff. Why does the enemy want us relaxed about the church? And I'm going to tell you why. The devil wants you relaxed about your gifting. He wants you relaxed about your talent. He wants you relaxed about your worship and your praise, your giving, your sacrifice. He wants you relaxed about that, because everything we do in here changes you. And it changes me. Amen. Have you ever come in here weary and left so excited you were just about to burst? Have you ever come in here and left and thought, you know, I never heard that like that before. That really helped me. I received that. Listen, what you get on Sunday, you're not going to get on Monday. And what you get on Tuesday, you're not going to get Wednesday. It's right here. And so being here changes us. And that's why the enemy doesn't want us here. Things happen here a couple of days, a few days a week that cannot happen at any other time in our week. Amen. Can I give you a couple of words? I could give you many, but let me give you a couple. Somebody shout discipline. Praise God. And then someone shout awareness. Lord, wipe the scales off of my eyes and let me see where I'm going and what my mission in life really, truly is. And make sure, Lord, that as I go through life, I'm not just dragging you along with me. But that as I go through life, I'm following you and you're taking me where I need to go. And that's going to take discipline. And that's going to take awareness. Sunday is not Monday. And Tuesday is not Sunday. So come Sunday and Tuesday. Where we relinquish our convictions is the place where we begin slipping. Wherever it is that we relinquish those deep-seated convictions is the very spot where we begin slipping. And if that's in anybody's life tonight, I want you to walk away from that place. I want you to walk away from that place. Praise God. Amen. Don't go into Mondays and Wednesdays without Tuesdays and Sundays. Amen. We need every slot filled. Amen. We need the song sung. We need the keyboard played. We need lead singers. We need backup singers. Praise God. We need our drummers. We need our worshipers. We need our sound tech. We need everyone in their place. If everyone is not in their place, then someone's got to take several places And that's not the will of God. Amen. And if it becomes what it should be, then it's going to be what it should be. Amen. Praise God. And so don't fight the fact that God has given you talent, that God has blessed you with worship and praise. Every worshiper needs to be on cue. Every praiser needs to be on cue. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Young people, young ladies, you're so shy and timid, and that's beautiful because that's ladylike. You're humble and you're sweet, and that's beautiful because that's ladylike. Amen. Only God knows what you can say when others aren't watching. I'm just simply saying, when it's Sunday, it's time to worship. When it's Tuesday, it's time to worship. Before service, it's time to bombard the prayer room. The perfect time to develop your prayer life is right now. The perfect time to develop your praise is right now. The perfect time to begin to fall in love with Jesus and give him heartfelt worship is right now. Amen. If you're confused about that and don't understand that, just start. God will finish it. When you yielded your tongue, you received the Holy Ghost and spoke in a heavenly language. Amen. If you want to be a real worshiper, you just start worshiping and let God do the rest. Let the Spirit of God prevail and provide and bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we need the worshipers, we need the praisers, we need the leaders, and we need the followers. Praise God. He that leads and has no followers is deceived. Amen. Praise God. We need leaders, but we also need followers, and no one's more important than the other. Let's stand, shall we? We will not do well until we have done well. We can talk about doing well. We can think about doing well. We can consider doing well. But it's just simply time to do well. Because this is Landmark. And we're going to leave here doing well. Amen. I'm going to ask you to do something. I know it's Tuesday night. Everything else has been different. We may as well close it differently. But I want some folks that are willing to take a chance to make your stance. To step across an imaginary line tonight with a made-up mind. With a determination that nothing will get between me and what God has called me for. Nothing shall take it away. Nothing. Nothing will hinder me. Praise God. Praise God. I'm coming, Lord, with a made-up mind. I'm coming, Holy Ghost, with a determination. I'm coming to you, Lord Jesus, knowing that I am more than what I am. Lord, I'm coming for you. And I want you to come after me. Lord, I humbly surrender and I humbly submit, dedicate, relegate my life to you right now. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and give it to him right now. Lift your hearts and give it to him right now. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Oh, yeah. I want more of you, God. Jesus. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. I want more of you, God. My. No place I'd rather be. Jesus. No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be. Than hearing your love. No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be.